Hello and welcome back to our final study on universalism. This is study number 27, just some conclusions that I think we can draw. You know, it's proper to ask questions. It's improper to seek answers from man. Man has no answers about eternity. Man is seeking as much as the questioner. Though our authorities, the prophetic and apostolic writings found in your Bible, they look very much like man, it's our faith that the words that they have given us are God-breathed, straight from heaven. And so we ask questions from God through these writings. What questions they answer very clearly. What they don't seem to answer, we assume is not necessary for us to know. For example, there is a legitimate question, I believe, regarding those who have never heard the gospel. There are several ways to deal with this issue, but it doesn't seem that a definitive word has been given in the scripture. Nevertheless, the command to us is to preach the gospel to every member of creation. We need not worry about what doesn't happen, only what does. The commands from Father negate philosophical queries of his sons. Clues in the scripture do point to nature as being a messenger of God. There's an indication that a person who sees nature and wants to know more about its creator and his demands will be visited by God in some way. However, we understand how God will deal with the lost. However we understand it, there's the principle of depravity with which we've got to deal. The tribes of Canaan's time, for example, were utterly evil and all had to be destroyed, including what we like to call innocent children. For the seed of evil was only going to continue reproducing. And so it is on every continent to our day. Utterly depraved, sinful humanity labors under a curse. Some will be snatched out of the flames when we give them access. No one will be allowed to confront God with a righteous claim to eternal life. All have sinned. I speak of this scriptural mystery, but I offer it in contrast to the universalist position, which goes so much farther than to correct the problem as though one needed to improve on the justice of God. The problem of what about those who have never heard is not solved by saying that every human who ever lived, whether he wants it or not, whether he's covered by Calvary or not, will one day see the grace of God that will allow him into the heavenly city, world without end. No. As we've seen in nearly every book of the New Testament, the record does not support this fantasy. Justice will prevail when grace is finally withdrawn. The eternal justice of the eternal God demands payment. Those who refuse the payment already offered must pay their own way. And what price can equal the blood of God Himself? The tragedy of this doctrine is that all will be saved soon becomes all are saved, which becomes what's the difference, which becomes the universal religion. And that truly is coming, but it belongs to Satan. What does saved mean anyway? Rescued, delivered, from what? Sin. Why? Death is the payment for sin. Eternal death. When one is saved from this awful fate, he's in a position to praise God forever. Eternally deserved punishment was mine. Now it isn't. But when the news is you're already saved, you were born saved, you'll die saved, don't sweat it. Every possible connection to the Christian culture is warped. Joy recedes. The Great Commission is not needed. Holiness is out. Separation is out. The whole salvation experience is out, along with the narrow way, the call to suffer for Jesus, the entire meaning of being the called out, the elect. Universalism fails every biblical test and needs to be avoided and condemned. Its followers need to be urged immediately to repudiate this doctrine so as not to poison further the wells of salvation that do flow for unclean souls. Which reminds me of why I started this study to begin with. One day on Facebook, there was this old friend of mine, but that's my problem to deal with. Please address all questions and comments to the author. Thank you for staying with me during this series. God bless you today. Bye-bye.